This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And you said that you were having difficulty breathing or something to that effect just a moment ago. I got to tell you, now, I am too.
Because,
holy crap.
Trying to kill off all the corona.
And oh, yeah.
It's awesome. So the coronavirus, naturally, is in the news still. There's not much else going on other than the Richard Wright, or Craig Wright, whatever his name is. Crap.
Satoshi?
Well, that's what he wants people to think.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
Fotoshi.
About. Fotoshi. What's Fotoshi talking about?
Well, he's been embroiled in legal battles lately, right? And evidently he wanted to not do something in a courtroom, and he claimed attorney-client privileges, and his attorney sent a note to the courthouse saying just, I am attorney.
And I am attorney.
Yes, and it was rejected as being fraudulent.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Craig Wright is the guy who professes to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the inventor of Bitcoin.
And he's not.
No, of course he's not. But coming to us from Decrypt, Craig Wright swears his lawyer is real. Wright has objected to an order dismissing his client attorney privilege after his lawyer wrote, I am lawyer.
All right. It's kind of like saying Santa's real.
Yeah.
Or the Easter Bunny. Or there's a monster in my closet.
I mean, I don't even know what that means. Are they saying that his lawyer doesn't exist?
The lawyer might not exist. I'm not sure the courtroom exists at this point. I can't take anything to do with Craig Wright as being reliable. The guy's nuts.
Well, I'm pretty sure Australia exists.
Yes. Yeah, so
although there are some who disagree.
If Craig Wright came up to me and said Australia exists, I would immediately have to go there to find out whether or not he was telling the truth.
Isn't he from Australia?
Well, he claims to be from Australia.
So in that way, he's kind of indirectly already told you that Australia exists, so you're going to have to go check.
After the coronavirus thing.
It's on the maps, even maps that were, you know, created before he was born.
Yeah, I have no doubt that Australia exists for what it's worth. But anyway, that's pretty much the end of the story, is just that idiocy there. I mean,
and he said that his lawyer is real, or
yes.
Something like
well,
that.
Yeah, pretty much. The best part of this was...
It sounds like he made it. You remember Caveman Lawyer from Saturday Night Live?
No.
I'm just a caveman. Your modern world frightens and confuses me. It sounds like he might have written that letter. I am lawyer.
He very well could have. The best part of this is just this brief little excerpt here. Wright's latest motion insisted that there was no evidence to show that the lawyer's documents were forged. He argued that previously submitting documents found to be forgeries should not prejudice the decision in this matter.
Yeah, I think any news about him is just kind of feeding certain people's fetish for, like, this drama. 'Cause I
like the drama.
I feel you, and obviously it leads, and people enjoy it, but I haven't seen much of anything come out from his stuff that he's put out. He's crazy. Seems crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some method to his madness.
Well, he certainly created Bitcoin SV, and that has done some good things.
Mm-hmm.
It's also done some questionable things. It's also in the news today as well, as an unknown mining pool has taken over 55%. Of the Bitcoin SV hash rate.
Oh,
so that's not good.
Well, there's an interesting datum to go along with that, which is Bitcoin BTC has only been popping out a block every hour, which is a sign that it recently lost a whole hunk of hash power.
Oh, it certainly did. I mean, we knew miners
makes
were going
me wonder,
down.
Did a bunch of people from BTC move over to BSV? And if so, do they mean to do it harm or do they mean to do it good?
Well, they probably mean to do it good because the reason they left Bitcoin Core, that's BTC, was that, you know, they were losing money with the price crashes and all of that. It was no longer profitable for them to continue mining. So they may very well have switched to Bitcoin SV.
They may well, but this it could also be a Blockstream PSYOP.
Oh, very easily. I mean, 55% of the Bitcoin SV network is now controlled by one mining pool. Of unknown
which means
origin.
That mining pool can do a 51% attack all by itself.
Yeah, they can rewrite the entire blockchain if they want.
Wow.
And there's nothing to stop them except the other 45% forking and creating their own chain.
And for those that don't know what a 51% attack is, it's basically breaking the money. So if you have all that power, then you could, you know, invalidate the chain. So if you held Bitcoin or BSV or whatever, in theory, it could be tampered with to a point to where it's not valuable anymore, or well, you wouldn't want to hold it.
It's more or less a denial of service attack, because what's going to happen if there's a successful and impactful 51% attack is that once people realize that it's happened and are able to get control of the chain, the blockchain again, they're going to 51% attack themselves right back to where they're supposed to be.
If they have the hash power.
If they have the hash, that's why I said if they can get control of the chain again.
Yeah.
The other possibility is that with that kind of hash power, they could steal the code right out from under the development team, make a couple changes and fork away from him.
I would have presumed that the code was open source anyway.
Well, it is open source, but basically, if you let the developers know you're not going to be integrating their future changes, they can hack on it all they want to, but unless they clone the blockchain again, their code's never going to run.
Did either of you see in the news that the United Kingdom has ordered stay at home and is now using the military in order to enforce that?
What? Governments tell people what to do with guns?
Yeah, it's
scary. Sounds accurate.
I mean, yeah, but they've actually, you know, enlisted the help of the military in order to enforce this lockdown in the United Kingdom.
Well, the United Kingdom has never had, I don't think they have the principle of posse comitatus. I think that's a strictly American thing, because, you know, if you go back 400 years, much of the law enforcement was done by soldiers. So
I don't know how much longer we'll have that.
Well, I don't know either, but I mean, my analysis of what they've been doing up till now is that they were basically doing an end run around posse comitatus, and posse comitatus is the principle that you can't use the military against your own people, basically.
Well, it's that the federal government can't use the national armed forces to help local and state law enforcement.
Right, but the concern isn't that they're going to help local and state law enforcement.
Let me finish the answer around here, which is that the states can get around this by enlisting the National Guard themselves.
And by turning all the local police forces into military units.
Yeah, like the Bearcat here in Keene.
The Bearcat, but also it may well be that one of the reasons that the police have been getting more and more violent over the last 20 years could be they're also receiving new training in how to deal with the enemy, which isn't really what police are trained for.
That's a lot of federal money funding that sort of stuff.
I mean,
plus, how many of these cops are former military, where they were literally trained to kill people?
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's absolutely true, but that's always been the case. Police is probably the most common thing to do when you get out of the military, or one of them.
It's probably been a common thing for like the last 50 years. But I doubt in the 1930s or the 1940s it was really that common.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find too many cops who weren't veterans, because in those days, if you went to war, you joined up. Especially if you're, you know, a flag-waving, thin blue liner.
Well, when we get back in just a moment, we have from Newsweek an exclusive Inside the Government's Top Secret Plans if Coronavirus Cripples the Government, and it involves the military.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Radio that you can. control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting a person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, the leading question for a lot of people is, how scared should they be? And, Gray, you have an article that's more or less about this, asking, how lethal is COVID-19 really?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the BSV attack. I was like, you shouldn't be scared. It's
a different kind of attack.
Diversify.
Yeah, this is attacking our Constitution. Well, the Constitution. I wouldn't say ours because it ain't mine. This comes from RT. This is an op-ed there. This is, what's the name of this guy's name? Oh, we can't find it. I'll come back to it and we'll say who he is. So the title is, I'm an American constitutional lawyer and I see our government using COVID-19 to take away our fundamental rights. There's actually a big picture here where they have what looks like some sort of checkpoint set up telling all the people to keep their windows closed as they maybe drive past.
Now, there was a big fad in China where they were going around fumigating the streets.
Yeah, I saw that.
With these huge trucks. And they were claiming it was bleach, but... I mean, I haven't seen a bunch of bleached or dead vegetation in all the future footage of China I've seen, and I think if they sprayed bleach, it would have killed every living thing.
I guess bleach does that. This article, this op-ed, is by Robert Barnes. He's an American constitutional lawyer. Do we really think it can't happen here in America? Could we quarantine the Constitution? Are we doing it already? Panics from pandemics unleash unchecked governmental power. The very premise of popular films like V for Vendetta reveal this. A group uses a virus to seize and power and create a totalitarian society. Anyone could witness from far-off lands watching the news about China locking up people in their own homes and then removing them, screaming from these homes whenever the state wanted. World War I and the Great Depression birthed virtuous forms of government with leaders like Hitler, Mao, Mussolini, and Stalin. Governments across America...
That's a little bit misleading. World War I and the Great Depression didn't really create Hitler as much as the Treaty of Versailles did.
Well, the Treaty of Versailles, though, is the conclusion of the... of World War I.
Yeah, but the only reason that they were able to browbeat Germany like that was because of the intervention of the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you can't really blame the Great Depression for Hitler. I mean, you can't really blame the Great Depression and World War I for Hitler. It was the United States and the Treaty of Versailles.
I think
was World War I, though. The Treaty of Versailles was a specific part of World War I, specifically the treaty that ended it. So he may have been a little general, but he wasn't inaccurate.
Yeah, general in that governments will use crisis to stomp on people. Governments across America already use the pandemic and the media-stoked panic around the pandemic, particularly to limit, restrict, or remove First Amendment freedoms of speech and free association, with officials complaining about the potential restraints the freedom of religion imposed upon them. Others denied or declared the right to deny Second Amendment rights of gun purchase for personal safety, at a time governments are issuing no arrests and no detention orders for a wide range of crimes in their community while publicly freeing inmates from jails and prisons.
Did either of you see one of the executive orders recently that said that, you know, this in no way shall be construed as ordering the confiscation or taking of arms or ammunition?
I have not.
It happened here in New Hampshire. I mean, it's a very New Hampshire way of going with this. Like, hey, we're doing this, but yeah, we're not touching your guns.
Oh, so there's some paper that's been put through and approved by people that says...
By King Sununu, the honorable and by His Excellency. Hmm.
But that's definitely worth talking about because
excellent.
I mean, there's the states around us are pretty. You know, a lot of them are really quick to say, "Okay, yeah, you don't need your guns." This is
not New Hampshire, though.
Well, that's good that they had robed man. I guess is the one putting this on paper to say, "Hey, we're not going to do this."
I believe it's His Excellency Chris Sununu. I mean, that's what he puts at the top of his little executive orders is by His Excellency. So
it really says
I'm
that.
Call him
I
your
swear flatulence. To God, it says that.
That's good. He's a king, and he calls himself a king, or he would be a noble.
Let me just pull up a random one here so that you can see. State of New Hampshire by His Excellency Christopher T. Sununu.
Excellent.
By His freaking Excellency. That's why I refer to him as King Sununu.
If someone were to call themselves whatever, I would say they're doing the same.
Can you imagine the arrogance of signing something that said at the top by His Excellency or by Her Excellency?
And there was actually a precedent in history where they originally were going to call George Washington His Excellency as the first president, and he said, no, that's a royal title. Call me Mr. President.
Yeah, and that was really close to, throwing off the shackles of a king, too.
Well,
right?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
George Washington could have been king. They offered him the job.
George probably knew that.
And he turned it down.
Just didn't want to come off as being the king, so he's like, yeah, call me this other thing instead. Knowing full well what it might have meant.
I mean, all politicians exceed their authority, but Washington, Jefferson, they weren't that bad. Of course, they were also surrounded by men with no sense of humor and a lot of guns.
Wasn't Washington responsible for the Whiskey Rebellion and the Whiskey Tax?
He was, but that was within the Constitution. I'm not saying he was a good anarchist. He wasn't an anarchist at all.
You don't have to be an anarchist to not, ride into Kentucky and start killing people.
He would maybe be considered an anarchist by today's times.
Well, I mean, you do have to be an anarchist not to collect taxes by force. Because that's the difference between anarcho-capitalism and government. With government, there's one company whose services you have to buy whether you want them or not.
Yeah, but state lotteries and things like that existed even back then. I mean, there were ways of raising the funds without, going to Kentucky or wherever it was, I don't remember now, and, executing people.
Yeah, well, they didn't execute anybody. They faced them down, as I remember. What was the death toll of the Washington... of the Whiskey Rebellion? I don't know. It was zero.
I've talked with Mark about it here on the air. He would know better than I, but he's not here.
L. Neil Smith did a fascinating set of books called The Gallatin Cycle, I think, where he talks about that period of history in an alternate history. Very good.
But when we get back, we're going to talk about how the government is using the coronavirus as an excuse to destroy people's constitutional rights. And we shouldn't even need to be told this because, you can't assemble now.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A group of Republican senators are threatening to delay the $2 trillion stimulus package over a drafting error. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott highlights what the opposition is.
We cannot encourage people to make more money in unemployment than they do in employment.
The final details of the bill have yet to be released, but Senate negotiators came to an agreement that includes an additional $600 per week payment to each recipient of unemployment insurance. Speaking at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addresses Chinese propaganda that the United States spread the coronavirus.
You see it in social media. You see it in remarks from senior people inside the Chinese Communist Party talking about whether this was a U.S. brought to China. I mean, this is crazy talk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And nobody.
And have you ever heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join what might be the next money revolution. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency as they circulate it among their local population. So check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens by Intercoin for advertising. But it's an awesome project. Check it out, intercoin.org.
Yeah, anything to get you using something different than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, well, and this is not part of the paid advertisement. This is just me talking again. But, I looked into the technical underpinnings of Intercoin, and it is buku cool. It's cool as a penguin's feet.
And you're a coder type, so you can speak that language?
Yeah. And that's, it's got some concepts that I've really wanted to work on, like tribal coins. Where, for example, you can have an internal coin, which could be a stable coin against gold backs, for example, and you can do things like, although this would be incompatible with a stable coin, you can do things like put an MGI on it. Okay, so if people in your community or your tribe want to have an MGI, great, do an MGI.
What is an MGI?
MGI is a minimum guaranteed income, otherwise known as a universal basic income, or UBI. I guess that's more common terminology now.
Sure.
So
it's a good project, but per your perusing the code.
Huh?
And so it looks like a good project per your perusing the code.
I haven't perused the code, just the specifications so far.
It's more than I've done.
But I intend to peruse the code.
So, I'm glad to hear that.
Before we get back into the story, let's go to the phones. We've got Joseph calling from Maryland. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I got the wrong state. That's okay. Lynn, Massachusetts. I wanted to call back thank you guys the other night. I think there was a little misunderstanding. I didn't mean that. Say that they hate me. I just said people act strange, you know, in under normal conditions. And people like us like to.
I feel like I'm missing a whole bunch of context here, bro. What happened last time you called in? Because we don't keep scorecards.
Okay, well we're talking about people that were lonely and part of it, and how we used to put our arms around one another. Now today you can't even. It's hard to do that. People think that they treat you like you're almost an infection. Disease, you know, it's harder and harder to find people that are affectionate towards each other. That's what I was saying.
Well, now are you saying during the virus scare or even before the virus scare?
Both, before and now. Now it's mm-hmm. blown way out. That's partially why I called. And I also called, could you explain the whole article? I know you interrupted a little, Ariel. You were explaining something. But does this mean if we lose our rights, we'll be put in FEMA camps? And how do people like me and have no family want to get away from this? Because this is crazy. I never expected this to happen. I heard it's going to go till May 4th. People can't do that. They can't stay, you know, in lockdown like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the mirror side of things getting that bad is the boogaloo. You know.
Yeah, but Joseph, if I remember correctly, you're blind, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
And you're also in your 70s, I think you said?
73, but I'll
the boogaloo
I'll
is not going to do him any favors.
yeah, you want to be like the... do you know anything about military strategy?
No, I don't. My father was in the military, but I never made it. We had all kind of problems. Go on.
Okay. Well, I was hoping you might become kind of a trusted advisor, uncle to... to a bunch of barbarians, because personally, I think that the excrement's going to come in contact with the rotary oscillator myself.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
We can't put it in clearer terms.
Okay, you mean trouble. You mean the stuff that's going to hit the fans.
Yeah, the stuff you're asking about.
I'm thinking that there's going to be something resembling a coup, a civil war.
I don't. We talked about this a lot last night, especially during the breaks. And it got to the point by the end of the show where we were convinced that the world is about to end in the same way that liberals sat around in college classrooms in 2016 convinced after the Trump election that the world was about to end.
Well, Ariel, we're losing all our rights now. You can't assemble.
The really frightening thing is if something was going on and Trump was in on it, all the gun owners are Republicans, and they love him, and they'd follow him.
Yeah.
Which would leave us and the Democrats to resist. The useless, unarmed Democrats.
I think you find more Democrats than you think have arms. But
my question is, do you think this would wind up where we would be put in FEMA camps and stuff like that?
I don't.
I would not be surprised. But it wouldn't be everybody. It would be dissidents. It would be people who fought back.
I think this will blow over within the next 6 weeks at the most. The economic fallout is going to take forever. But
yeah, but when will they open up the country so Boston? I mean, I can go out, but it's very hard. They don't want the cleaning agents that helps me, the service for the government. They don't want them coming in and helping me and all that. That's stupid. I mean, if you get
I would say sometime in May is what
I would
expect.
Oh, my God. People can't keep down that long around here. They'll go crazy. There's already suicides that are going up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine you live alone. Nobody cares about you, but, you know, at least you get to walk down to the store every day and smile at the pretty girl. And then you can't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or,
and
you know, normally you go and sit in a coffee shop and,
yeah,
you know, at least pass the time a straight day with acquaintances.
My restaurant that I go to, and one person has helped me, one or two people have helped me. They check on me, but, you know, not me. One person says, I'll take you out, but the agency doesn't want me to, but don't say anything. They've got the tables up and all this, and they're losing business. It was 20% the first day, 50 or 60% the next day. I don't know what today. I don't know how long these people can keep open.
Yeah, they're all terrified of the people who've issued them their licenses to do business. So, you know, if they violate those orders, they get thrown in jail or their right to work gets revoked, and now they can't sell liquor.
Well, one
they
of
can't
our talk
food.
Show hosts,
and that's really the only thing that gives the governor the authority is the fact that they agreed when they took the license.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joseph.
One of our talk show hosts is planning a rally in the month of April to undo this, and I hope more than 50 people come. I hope 500.
You're talking about the April the 1st rally, right? In
Concord?
That's me. I started that.
No, there's another. There's a guy named Jeff Cooner. He's playing. I don't know whether it's April 1st or 4th.
He's happening in Massachusetts.
Well, do me a favor. Tell him to go find nobody and talk to nobody. We should be cooperating if there's somebody else looking to do a similar thing.
Well,
is he also doing his on April the 1st?
I'm not sure, Ari. I forgot the date, but he's trying to get it set up. People think he's crazy, but he's not. Some of us agree with him.
Well, in New Hampshire, you don't even need 50 people now. You're violating the order with just 10 people.
Yeah, that's so crazy. It's so crazy.
A large family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no reason, like I've said before, you can't use air filters and all sorts of, you know, cleaning equipment and ozone, and that stuff helps. Because before we lost Dave Hinkson, he was building good machines. I had one, but it wasn't right, but it worked good. You know,
well, Joseph, thank you so much for the call.
There's another big question, though. Where are the dead people from the epidemic? There aren't any dead people. There's supposed to be dead people in an epidemic.
I mean, plenty of people have died. All you have to do is look in the news to see coronavirus deaths. That's a few hundred deaths.
Well, yeah, sure. 9/11 was 3,000. Vietnam was 75,000.
This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Gray.
And Nobody.
And we've been talking about the ways in which government is using the coronavirus scare, whether they mean the best or not, because I know they don't mean the best, right? I know enough about government to know that they're doing this ultimately for power. But the masses of Americans out there believe that the government is restricting our rights for our own good.
That's because they were sort of programmed that way.
And there's also a group that enthusiastically loves any tyranny that Trump puts forward.
What group is that?
You know,
but by contrast, there would be a group that automatically hates any tyranny that Trump puts forward. Unless Trump puts forward tyranny like, we're going to give you each a $1,000 check.
I don't think they
see
it.
Well, they're not
tyranny.
Even bummed out about that. And frankly, I don't even oppose that. Given what they, you know, given what they already did, giving a, you know, $2 trillion gift to Wall Street, I would say, which is coming out of the value of our checking accounts, I would say they should start pouring some money on the freaking people.
See, I'm conflicted. I love it and I hate it. I hate it because, you know, it's a terrible idea economically, but at the same time, I love it because I know that people can just, like, buy gold and cryptocurrency, and they will come out of this wealthier than almost anyone else in the country.
The people who know what's going on will.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is an option available to everyone to just right now go buy some gold, go buy some Bitcoin, because the U.S. government...
All they have to do is listen to us about economics.
No, but they won't.
Exactly.
A select few will, though.
They have to know what to do in order to know what they do.
They have
to understand what we've been saying all these years.
No, they don't. All they have to understand is to go buy gold or go buy Bitcoin, or preferably go buy both.
Not financial advice, but kind of. There's a less chance that those things are going to go to zero.
It's survival advice.
Right.
You don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket.
I just said that because all the cool people always say that when they're given financial advice.
It's not financial advice. My financial advice would be to burn every dollar you have.
Yeah, I think if
that's bad financial advice.
It is, but that's why
buy Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV or anything but BTC.
No, they need Bitcoin Core. The rest of them, I don't think they're going to do nearly as well.
Huh? The number I've heard.
Why would you buy the broken one?
Because that's the one everyone has heard of.
I've been paying 65 cents for transactions all day today.
That's terrible.
It's absurd. Sometimes over a dollar.
Now, whose permission did you have to ask to send that transaction?
Well, the thing is, I don't care. I could have sent it for less than a penny with Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV.
Did the person with whom you were doing business want Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin SV?
Unfortunately, those markets aren't set up for it yet. And
That's why people should get Bitcoin Core and not those others.
Yeah, so it still works. You're saying it's a little expensive for you to send Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's bad at doing what it's supposed to do, which is send transactions.
It's bad at what it's supposed to do. It's very bad at that.
And there are many, many coins out there that are good at what they're supposed to do. So think of it as a bank. Why do you want a bank with a bad bank instead of the good bank? Because everybody's doing it, all the cool kids?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
the market is a thing. You can't just invent your own currency that may be technically better than the others, but nobody else wants it. You can do it.
All you need is two people that want it.
People are going to come to want it.
But you have a lot more than two people.
As they come to realize it is there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Bitcoin Core, BTC, has the name recognition. You know, almost everybody has heard the word Bitcoin.
If the big businesses up today.
Yeah, and it's in all three of our names.
If the big businesses up today had to find an alternative currency to take immediately because the U.S. dollar was losing its value, every single one would immediately go to Bitcoin.
Well, I hope the big businesses do go for Bitcoin because...
Some of them would take Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV as well and Dash, but almost all of them would take Bitcoin.
Yeah, whichever teams have the best marketing are probably going to absorb the largest market share.
Yeah,
and surprisingly, Bitcoin doesn't have a marketing team, so that's where it helps.
Where it wins. Are Bitcoin's marketing team.
Right.
not so much Rich. Rich doesn't seem to care for it.
Well, it all started with
BTC?
Bitcoin.
BTC? Oh, God,
yes,
no.
Yes, Bitcoin.
No, BTC is...
The 65-cent transaction fee has got you the blues, man.
Well, that's the thing.
I paid $6 on a $20 transaction once. Yeah. 65 cents is nothing.
70,
well,
I think,
is
the highest I've ever
paid.
I'm
a software developer, okay? And this, I'll tell you, when I soured on BTC was right at the $18,000 crash, because I believe that they caused that crash, okay? Because if they had just... done the kludge, doubled the block size, and then came back with a better solution in 6 months.
Yeah, there's another theory that, like, CME
they
could have
kept
this theory, right?
System sort working of. Within acceptable parameters, and they took a production system offline because they didn't want a kludge. Well, I'm a programmer. I'm an MIS guy.
Hold on.
If you're
calm down.
Production,
Rich,
you
calm down.
What's a kludge?
What is a kludge?
A kludge.
It sounds like a dirty word. Can we say that on air?
Yes, you can say it.
We just said it three times.
A kludge is it's an engineer's term. Kludge is another way of it's a fix that is ugly and horrible and makes you cringe every time you look at it, but you do it anyway because you can't let the boat sink. And they let sink.
No, that's what Segwit was. 2X Segwit was the
Segwit
one that failed.
Was too little too late.
Oh,
Bitcoin
has
been effectively down for weeks. Why do you think people lost confidence in it? Because
Bitcoin
it didn't
has never
work.
Been down. It's always been transmissible.
My understanding of the futures trading started really close to the time it crashed also.
Well, yeah, if you paid a very low transaction fee. Training.
Well, no transaction should take 2 weeks to go through. And that was with the standard transaction fee. The whole system was overloaded.
Well, I agree. And Bitcoin SV is the only one that has actually solved that problem by removing the definitions for block sizes.
Yeah. Well, BCH has also solved the problem.
Well, temporarily. By increasing the block size definition to 8 megabytes.
Yeah, but, if you can go to 8, you can go to 64.
But
just
why
do
set
what
the number
you,
at
take
all?
Take what you did before and do it again.
Why set the number at all? Why not let miners and their hardware capabilities determine the size of a block?
Well, the
so
reason
that miners
is,
compete with each other to get our transactions instead of having us competing with each other to get our transactions recognized by the miners.
Yeah, well, traditionally, in computer science, if you make something like block size static or bounded, you're doing it because it will make your code perform better, and you recognize that there's a cost to what you're doing, but you do it because it's important for performance. Then you can go back and also it's quick and easy to write. Then when you have time to think, so that's a kludge, just, hard coded into a larger number, okay? And you can come back and kludge it again. If you find yourself kludging it for the fourth time, that's when I'll generally say, okay, I'm just going to make this dynamic because this is going to keep happening. The other thing is, I would be looking at trying to reduce the block links because that 10-minute delay is irritating.
So anyway, what are the other ways? Because I haven't heard of any states using the coronavirus as an excuse to confiscate people's arms.
Yet.
What are the other ways?
Well,
although
the right
they
to
have
assemble.
Stopped issuing
are we going back to the article?
Weapons permits in
right.
many places.
Yeah, because I can't take any more of that conversation.
Well,
the right to assemble.
The Bitcoin stuff always can go off the rails a little. But,
oh, for sure.
Yeah,
but it got way too technical.
Yeah, it can. The takeaway from that was Rich had a 65-cent transaction. Aria had a $6 transaction. I paid like 60 one time. But even in doing so, even though some of those really stink, none of us had to go into a brick-and-mortar place during a specific time, present some sort of ID, and say,
okay,
can
so
I please move my money? Yeah, so that was good. Well, it kind of ties into the article, too, because like Bitcoin or crypto doesn't really care about the Constitution. You can do with it kind of sort of what you want, when you want.
Well, you don't need a Constitution to protect you from the dangers of what Bitcoin can do.
Very good point.
Because it's got competition. If you don't like Bitcoin, use Bitcoin Cash.
Yep,
if you don't like
different.
Use Bitcoin SV.
That's why I hate the maximalists.
Market
because
solution.
Monopoly sellers are never the way to go.
No. I want a market that provides me with lots of awesome currencies to choose from. And I will choose the one that I think is best. That,
amen,
to me is a healthy economy. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.